Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un sausage burrito es solo $1.50. Así que échale salsa picante o ketchup a tu sausage burrito con todo en McDonald's. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Running on tonight's edition of Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius Channel 159. Lisi holding it down for the next couple of hours. Huge night of college and pro football. We got a trifecta in regards to the college slate. Game underway right now in the first quarter. We have Tulane up 7-0 early in the second quarter. Michael Pratt and the Green Wave driving yet again inside the 20, looking for more. 8:59 left in the second. We'll keep you updated. We have two late kicks coming out. We have Fresno State kicking off in just about 10 minutes. -5.5. It'll be Fife, the backup for Mikey Keene, that gets the start against Cooper Legas and Utah State. Total is set at 55.5, -115 to the over. And then the dandy late night blowout potential special in the Pac-12. We have Colorado, and Deion Shedeur Sanders laying 12.5 to Troy Taylor and Stanford. Right now, -490 on the money line for Colorado. Stanford at +365. Total set at 58.5 for that ball game. So we talked about it earlier. It's a potential for Deion and the crew to inch one more step closer to bowl eligibility. This is a very winnable ball game. As we welcome in our Sirius XM radio audience to Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Lisi in the cockpit talking about the trifecta in terms of college football, big late night action in the Pac-12, Colorado and Stanford. It's an opportunity for Deion not only to make a statement, but inch one step closer to get their fifth win of the season and potentially knock down that college football bowl berth at 6 wins. So they need 6. They got 4. Potential pickup 5 tonight with a beatdown of the Stanford Cardinal. We'll get you prepped and ready on that. Update in Memphis, Tulane settles for a field goal. So gutty stop by the Tigers secondary, 8:11 left. Updated line and total in that game. Let me just give it to you. It's off the board right now, but Tulane most likely will be. They were 4.5-point favorites, now with a 10-0 lead. I would assume it's up in the area, 6.5, 7, maybe even 8.5. So still like Memphis in this ball game. Took him pre-kick at +4.5. We'll keep you updated on that. Now, Carver will be calling in on both segments. So we do have still the college picks at 8:40. We have the NFL picks at 9:40 to get you prepped and ready. So that's a Carver and Lisi special. He'll be calling in. I got him last week, finally. 2 weeks of getting knocked over the face with the frying pan. I bounced back in a big way with a 4-3 overall effort. Should have been 5-2, but we couldn't close it out. We got snake bitten in the fourth quarter of one of the ball games. Love the slate as it relates to college football. We'll go through as much of the big game, top 25 games in terms of the hype prep. We'll get you prepared for that. I'll give you some trends. I'll give you some things I'm looking at. And we'll look at, you know, all as many top 25 battles before the big ones with Carver and Lisi with the picks. So you want to join in on the conversation, give us a call. 844-843-6879. That's 844 844- 843-6879. We got our great producer, Matthias Burbell, holding it down with the tunes, behind-the-scenes graphics. I mean, you name it, he has us prepped and ready. So Matthias will also tune in as it relates to the NFL side. We'll get you straight through the NFL action in terms of week number 7. Now, early games that we could potentially touch on that we're not going to get to in terms of the top 25 battles, Arkansas and Alabama. We saw Alabama step up against Texas A&M, laying a short number. They struggled basically for a half or so, but Jalen Milroe breaks out, 321 yards, 3 touchdowns. Jermaine Burton with over 100 yards. They found a way to get it done. Second half, they made adjustments for some 3 and outs against Max Johnson and that offense. They got off the field. Their defense closed it out. That was a gutty effort by the Crimson Tide defense. Now you have a potential beaten-up team in Arkansas. They're reeling right now. They started 2-0 after they dominated Kent State in Fayetteville. They had 7 sacks in that ball game and have been knocked around. They've played some very close games. Started week 3 against BYU. They have a 7-point lead, 31-24. They lose that ball game, 41-31. Offensive line issues. It continued in terms of week 4 with LSU. They catch 18.5. They cover the number. They push Jaden Daniels and the LSU Tigers to the limit, but they still lose 41-38. They then have the neutral site game against Texas A&M, catching 4.5. They lose that ball game by 13 points. They then go on the road, catching around 11.5, 12 last week to Ole Miss and Jackson Dart. In striking distance, down 7, can't close it out. This will be Arkansas's 4th road game or a neutral field site since their week 3 matchup against BYU. So keep an eye on that. I still believe the mobility, the athleticism of KJ Jefferson, and that offense with Raheem Sanders, he came back last week. Only 8 carries, 15 yards. Struggled. First game back. I think his potential to have a big day against the front 7 of Alabama could be a factor in this ballgame. Arkansas always comes ready to play. They do have offensive line issues, and it is a new scheme. But because it is KJ Jefferson, because he is mobile and does utilize the RPO game, I think that could be a factor against Alabama's defense. We saw Bama struggle a little bit with Jackson Dart. We saw them struggle against USF and Byron Brown. They allowed 170 yards on the ground. This line opened up at 17.5, immediately bet up to 20.5. I think that's way too much for Arkansas. They're not going to win, but I think they're definitely going to be well within this number within the 4th quarter. If their defense could force a turnover here and there, I think they can make it a 4-quarter game and cover the 20.5-point number fairly easy. Let's not forget, this was the game last year that Jalen Milroe came in Fayetteville for Bryce Young, ran all over the yard in terms of the first half of that ball game. They won that ball game going away, I believe, by 26 points. 2 years ago, Alabama laid the 20.5-point number in Tuscaloosa, got pushed to the limit and only won it by 7. Like Arkansas plus the points, 12 o'clock. We'll come back. More college football week 7 on Carver and Lisi. Keep it where it is, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, yeah. Little lacrosse. Little highlight. What do you want to do, huh? Let's go to the links. We'll bet on anything over here on Carver and Lisi. Huge slate of college football, and let me tell you, if you're not amped up for this weekend, and I know we pumped it up in week number 4 and last week with the Red River rivalry, but this weekend is really good. I mean, you got marquee games that really could dictate
conference championships. We got the big battle in the Pac-12. We have a marquee, great slate in terms of SEC action. And I'm not talking Alabama, Arkansas. I'm talking A&M and Tennessee. That's a huge game. We got LSU and Auburn, great rivalry game. I mean, how can't you get amped up for this, baby? ACC has some great games. Miami, North Carolina, Mario, big chest. All I do is eat iron and sand and I crap steel. But I don't know how to take a knee when I'm up by three in the fourth quarter. He better take a knee if he's up in the fourth quarter this weekend. I'll tell you that. And we could go to that matchup in terms of Chapel Hill because you're going to have a North Carolina team that's rested. They've dominated the series in recent years. 1-4 straight over the Hurricanes. Last three have been very close. 6 points total, 3 points apiece. They got this victory last year. Sam Howell, I'm thinking old school Sam Howell. Drake May bounced back in a huge way. 442 yards last week, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. That was a dynamic effort in regards to Syracuse. They jumped up early, never looked back. Miami, we knew about what they did. In two plays, not only did they fumble by not taking the knee, but the defense gave up 75 yards in two plays to Haynes King and Georgia Tech. How that kid was wide open with four Hurricanes around him is absolutely mind-boggling to me, how they played man-to-man coverage in terms of that situation. Amazing. That being said, if you're Mario Cristobal and you're getting paid almost $9 million, $10 million to coach the Hurricanes, this is the mental type of resolve game when you talk about attitude, when you talk about the Navy SEAL training that you supposedly hang your hat on. This is an opportunity to put everything out of your mind, go into Chapel Hill and make a statement. Send a beat down to Drake May and that offense. Beat them every which way but loose. And you potentially can run on that front seven. We haven't seen it up until this point. We didn't see Minnesota run. We didn't see Syracuse have success. Certainly not South Carolina in week one. But this is still a Miami offense that's pounding the rock with Parrish and Cheney, 211 yards on the ground. They have one of the top third down offenses in all of the country, right there with North Carolina. North Carolina converting 57% on third downs. Miami with Tyler Van Dyke converting 50% of their third down opportunities. They're throwing it for 280, 290 per game. So you expect Van Dyke to have some sort of success on that Carolina defense and secondary. Here's the other factor. Do we think North Carolina is going to run the football on Miami? I'm not so sure. They're only giving up 58 rushing yards per game, 210 passing yards to opposing quarterbacks. If Miami could put them into some predictable long third downs, they have a shot to get off the field. You got to score first on North Carolina. The one thing that they have done better than anybody in the conference, and I'll throw Florida State in there, is that they have been able to dictate the tempo early and often, which gives teams and gets teams out of their game plan and forces them to play catch-up. If you're Miami playing under the lights on the road, you want to dictate the tempo, you want to sustain a first quarter drive, score a touchdown or a field goal, then it's game on. Guess what, Tar Heels, we're here. I can only look to Miami here. This is a statement game for Miami and Mario Big Chest. This is an opportunity to beat down an undefeated North Carolina team. You're tough? Show us how tough you are in Chapel Hill this coming Saturday. Could be a best bet, so we'll hold off on that. You look at the North Carolina defense giving up 117 rushing yards to opposing offenses, 216 in the back end. Third down defense, very good, 36%, and holding opposing offenses in regards to points to only 19 points per game. So this is an opportunity for Miami to bust out in a big way. It's a statement game because of how you lost it against Georgia Tech. Put everything beside you and step up and make some noise. We'll give you the pick a little bit later in the show because it potentially is on the card. Florida State and Syracuse, again, this is a Florida State team. They put away Virginia Tech last week. Trey Benson broke out in a big way. They're laying 18.5. 53.5. I know Syracuse has not looked good. I'm not going to be betting this game, but just from the spread aspect, it is back-to-back road games for Syracuse. Struggled with North Carolina last week. They got up in from an in-game perspective immediately when they were down to at least 17.5 when they were down like 10-0. They were catching 17.5. So the books knew that they were the wrong side from the get-go. Catching 18.5 on the road in Tallahassee. Florida State wins, but I would take the points with Syracuse. Ohio State and Purdue, no interest there. I know Ohio State has not looked good. They struggle with Maryland. They wound up covering that number somehow, some way. Purdue struggled for basically, three quarters against Iowa. Hudson Card found a way. They had a 20-14 deficit. They get the ball with about 2 minutes left. Four straight incompletions, game over. Now you're catching a 17.5 point number. I know Purdue has stepped up with Jeff Brohm, but I don't know if they're going to be able to throw it on the Ohio State secondary. Ohio State still only holding opposing offenses to 156 passing yards per game. Jim Knowles makes second half adjustments. That is the one thing I can say from a defensive perspective in big spots now against Notre Dame and a big spot last week against Maryland. He made adjustments. Defense shut them down the rest of the way. That is a great defensive coordinator that Ohio State has. To me, that's the difference. I would lay it with Ohio State on the road in West Lafayette. Georgia, Vandy, no interest there. We talk about Carson Beck, three straight 300-yard games. Vandy 0-7 against the number up until this point. Georgia, I don't think it's going to overlook Vanderbilt. What I think Georgia's going to do is run all over them. I don't think it's so much Carson Beck as it is Dejon Edwards and Kendall Milton on the ground game. You look at Kentucky last week, they pounded the rock for 173 yards on the evening. That was after Carson Beck broke apart that secondary with 294 yards through the air. Now, difference this year with Carson Beck and last year with Stetson Bennett, even in big ball games, Georgia was able to have success running the football. They're getting progressively better. There's more consistency now with the offensive line. They still haven't ran it for over 200. Not one game this year compared to last year. 8-0 and undefeated in those games by an average margin of victory of 27.5 points per game. And we know about the statistic. Since 2016, Georgia undefeated. FCS, FBS opponents, 45-0. Every time they pound the rock for over 200. You want to take FCS out? They're 41-0 since 2016. Won those games by an average margin of 30 points per game. We'll come back. More top 25 college football week 7 right here on Carver and Lisi. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
That's right. I'm a man. I'm 50 years old. I got smashed in the face with a frying pan against South Alabama, but I bounced back with a big win against K-State. I still love the Cowboys. Catching three against Kansas. Maybe it'll be on the card. I'll tease that. Maybe it'll just be on the card. We'll get into that game in a little bit. Keep in mind, Carver will be calling in next segment. We'll get you updated in regards to all of the picks. So any games we potentially don't cover here, we'll cover a little bit later in next segment. I want to rip through the top 25. Michigan, Indiana. I mean, Michigan has just been dominating teams right now. Dominated Minnesota. I thought potentially that was a Super Bowl for the Golden Gophers. 52-10, never looked back. I can't see Indiana scoring a lot on that secondary for the Michigan Wolverines.
And Michigan last week dominated yet again. They haven't allowed a team to score more than 13 points, actually more than 10 in regards to that, you know, the season right now. Minnesota does have the most. It's been 7 up until that point. Indiana did push them to the limit last year, covering a double-digit spread and wound up covering in Bloomington. They typically play better in Bloomington, the Hoosiers do, in this series than on the road. I'm not going to play this, but I can only look to Michigan here. Look for a big day out of Corum. Look for McCarthy to continue his dominance. Total is 45.5. They got through that total last week on their own with a 52 spot. It could look similar, but they typically play under game, so I would lean to the under 45.5. Cal and Utah. Interesting because Cal put up over 400 yards of total offense last week against Oregon State. They rushed it for 207. They ran it for 241. They put up 40 points on a pretty good Oregon State defense. Last time we saw Utah play on a primetime game was against Oregon State. Nate Johnson, that offense looked absolutely gutless and pathetic. I think they should be able to run it at will against California in this ballgame. Now, this line is dropping considerably, so keep an eye out. See if we can get any news as to why it went from 13.5 to 10.5. See if there's any other news that we're missing right now in regards to the updated line, because it dropped like a rock. And maybe the line was hoping on Cam Rising, and it doesn't look like he's going to play yet again. It doesn't matter whether Cam Rising plays or not. To me, the side is Utah in this ballgame. They should be able to run it at will on the front seven. Now, that was a front seven in California, giving up 115 rushing yards per game. But Martinez and Oregon State had success in terms of the second half, even though DJU threw for 5 touchdowns. I lean to Utah in that ballgame. UMass Penn State, we know the dominance in terms of Penn State this year against the number. However, on deck is the big one in Columbus. There are already 5.5, 6-point underdogs there. There's no doubt Penn State wins. Only 8 home losses in Beaver Stadium since 2016. However, it is a potential look-ahead spot. One win for UMass. Again, not a game I'm going to be betting, but if I had to take it, I would take the UMass minimum plus the 41.5, because if they do jump up early, Penn State potentially rests Singleton, Aller in regards to having that battle with Ohio State. You don't want to have those players in anywhere near the second half of that ballgame. Keep in mind as well, Penn State last year, they cover against Ohio. They dominate MAC teams. They got a second opportunity with Central Michigan last year, struggled in regards to that ballgame, did not cover that number. So we'll keep you updated. I like UMass plus the points there. Oregon and Washington, we touched on it a little bit. I'll touch on it in terms of the best bets. It is on the card. It is one of my better bets for Saturday. Total is set at 66.5. We'll jump into Kansas and Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State got absolutely crushed by the Jayhawks at the end of the year. That was when the season was over. Oklahoma State had that gutless performance in Manhattan against K-State. Later in the year, Jalen Daniels and the Jayhawks caught them, put up, I believe, a 55 spot on Oklahoma State. Now, Bowman has looked better in terms of the offense. Ollie Gordon got going in regards to that. No Jalen Daniels in this game, but it'll be being the backup. And being played okay over the past couple of weeks. Oak State lost last year 37-16. They had you look at Oklahoma State at the end of the year last year. They went, lost the double overtime game to TCU. They beat Texas at home.
They get bashed by K-State, 48-0. Bashed by Kansas, 37-16. Rebound with a gutty effort over Iowa State, and then lose three straight to end the year. They lost five of their last six to limp to a 7-6 overall campaign. They play much better at home. We talked about it a couple weeks ago when they stepped up against K-State. Entering that ballgame, Gundy over the last couple of years, 14-2 straight up. I lean to Oklahoma State. The problem that I have is it's a revenge spot. That line, why isn't it Pick'em? Why isn't Oklahoma State potentially favored or 1 or 2 point favorite with Kansas coming on the road? Oklahoma State needs to run the football. Kansas gave up over 300 2 weeks ago to Texas in the loss. We'll see if Oak State can run it. Like I said, I like the points, don't love the ball game. This game I do love. It's on the card. Texas A&M and Tennessee. We'll hold off on that in terms of the best bet situation when Carver calls. Another big ball game. Louisville coming off the impressive win over Notre Dame. You got Pittsburgh, no identity with Narduzzi this year. Djokovic benched. This team is absolutely gutless. They're not even doing it in terms of the defense. Pittsburgh can't run it consistently. They're not getting any third down conversions as a unit. You have a defense in terms of Louisville that's playing very consistent right now. Pitt is 1-4 overall. They have lost four straight by a total of 69 points per game. 69 points over the last 4 weeks. That's the total. They lost to Cincinnati 27-21, West Virginia 17-6, blown out by Pitt and blown out by Vatek by 17 points apiece. Need a bounce back spot, but here's the difference. It's one thing if the offense still had their identity and they weren't just getting consistent quarterback play. They're only rushing for 115 yards. You think of last year, they were 183. Okay, that is the difference. 4.5 yards per carry last year. This year, the offensive line, 3.5. A yard less. That means no matter who puts or plays quarterback, you're put into predictable long third down situations, and then you're getting off the field. You're only converting 37% of your opportunities. Last year, they had a little bit better success at 39. They had a little bit better rushing attack. They relied on the offensive line. This year, nowhere close. And from a defensive perspective, Narduzzi made his mark in terms of the front seven being able to stop the run. They're still good in terms of that. 3 yards per carry allowed. But the difference is that sacks, 16 right now, which is on pace. It's not bad. They're a little sporadic in regards to how they've done it. They had 5 2 weeks ago in the loss, 4 week 1. You need a better effort against Jack Plummer. That is the one thing. If they can get pressure, I think they can cover this line. Problem is, I don't have any confidence in terms of the offensive line or the rushing attack. And that's why I favor Louisville. Even though it's a potential letdown spot, even though the number tells me to lean to Pittsburgh here, not the same team, nothing to play for. You have a reeling team that lost four straight. Again, this game is not going to make my card in any capacity. But I would only look to Louisville in terms of this matchup. I do feel that potentially the total can be live in terms of over 44.5. So keep an eye out for that. Wash State and Arizona. If I'm Arizona and Jaden Delora is healthy, I tell him, kid, guess what? Why don't you take another couple weeks off? Because Noah Fifita is playing absolutely phenomenal. They lose that ball game as a 20.5 point dog. Fifita plays absolutely fantastic. Amazing effort. Dynamic plays all over the yard. He threw it for over 300 again in regards to that USC defense. It's back-to-back weeks now that Fifita's jumped up on the two of the potential best teams in the Pac-12 in Washington and USC. And he plays lights out.
three touchdowns 2 weeks ago, five touchdowns and 300 yards against USC. That being said, I like Washington State. We'll come back with Carver. College football best bets coming right here up on Carver and Lisi. Keep it where it is, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Bet your bottom dollar I could be perfect. 4-3 last week. It's college pick time. We head out to the celebrity guest lines out in the great state of Massachusetts. Cape Cod, Nantucket. Where is he? Bring him on, my partner. Mike Carver, is he over there? Where is he?
Yeah, Cape Cod and Nantucket. Two different places, Joe. Two different places.
Unbelievable. I'm pumped and ready. Let me just tell you, college football pick time. Where's the music? 22-24 overall. Get the music, Matias. This is it. We're jumping right into it. There is no tomorrow. Week 7. I'll jump right into it. Pick number 1. I'm going out to Seattle. It's a purple out. I don't care about Big Bo Nix. Okay? I got the best quarterback potentially not only in the Pac-12, but in all of college football. Michael Penix, they're averaging 446 passing yards per game, and that defense, oh, that defense holding opposing offenses to 3.7 yards per carry and 54% on in terms of completion percentage, forced 8 interceptions. They're going to be purple, baby. They're going to be all over the football field. I'm laying the 2.5. I'm laying the 3 with Washington. I think they crush Oregon in this ballgame.
Crushed them, huh? You think they're going to crush them. Crush them. And by the way, Joe, it's nice to talk to you. Nice to hear from you as always, my man. So you want to go with that game. I'll go out of the gate with the Oregon-Washington game as well, Joe. And I'm with you. I do think that Washington is going to win this game. But I also think that the scoreboard is going to be a bit of a pinball machine, as it was a year ago when these two teams got together. 66.5. I think it might have touched 67 a little bit, Joe, when I looked this morning. 66.5. But either way, I don't care what the number is. I'm on the over in that Washington and Oregon game. Lots of points, Joe. Lots of points.
Now, I promised the fans I was 2-3 on cryptos last week. I apologize. 66% is not good enough. I guarantee you, if you don't go 3-0 with the cryptos this week, you get the rest of the college football and pro package absolutely free on Carver and Lisi, and we'll throw in a voucher for Mike's Buffet, no bib included, absolutely free with the promo code HUMP, H-U-M-P. Here's your first crypto of the Carver and Lisi best bets. I'm going out to Tennessee. You know I don't like Jimbo. You know I don't like the way they played last week against Alabama. They had the Crimson Tide on the ropes, couldn't close it out. They lose that ballgame 26-20. I'm not sold on Joe Milton. I'm not sold on this offense for Tennessee that's averaging 231 rushing yards per game. That's the difference. Last year with Hendon Hooker, they threw it a little bit better. This year, they're running it a little bit more. But guess what? That goes right into the strength of Texas A&M. They held Alabama to 23 rushing yards. They're holding opposing offenses to 2.8 yards per carry and only 84 rushing yards per game. 25% third down defense. And oh, by the way, Carver, Jimbo Fisher, since 2019 against SEC East opponents, 7-3 straight up. Crypto, give me the Aggies. Gig 'em. Plus the 3 points.
I don't mind that pick, Joe. I don't mind that pick at all. I think the Aggies can absolutely get it done in Knoxville against the Vols. For me, pick number 2, I'm going to go to West Lafayette, and I'm going after them again, Joe. I tried to go after Ohio State last week with Loxley in Maryland. Did not go very well for me. Now, all we've heard all week, of course, Purdue, more wins as an unranked team against top five teams in the last 100 years, whatever it is. I don't need them to win the game, Joe. All I need is for them to keep it close at home, keep it within 19 and a half. I'm taking the Boilermakers plus the 19 and a half.
All right, crypto number two. I'm going out to Durham. I'm going out for the Duke Blue Devils and Mike Elko. Everybody loves them, but guess what? Their quarterback, Riley Leonard's hurt. He's a game-time decision, and the strength of that offense still is the rushing attack, averaging a buck 99 on the ground. If Leonard does go, I don't think he's going to be 100% because of the ankle. That goes right into the front seven of NC State, holding opposing offenses to 98 rushing yards per game, 29% third down defense, and I love the mojo that MJ Morris has. He threw for 3 touchdowns last week in the win over Marshall. I'm rolling the dice with the Wolf Pack, the dogs, the wolves, they're gonna be barking. Rah, rah, rah. Give me NC State crypto number two over Duke plus the points.
Can't believe you're going to NC State. Wow, going after Elko. I can't believe it. Can't believe it. Next, also an early kickoff for me. Noon East kick for Nick Saban and Alabama against Arkansas. And Sam Pittman saw him earlier in the week. Yeah, you know, they're still pretty good. They can still line up with anybody. I'm not going after the spread, though, Joe. Going after the total in this one. I think I told you earlier in the week before I left, 46.5. I feel like I can get this if Alabama blows them out. I feel like I can get this if we have a close game and both teams can maybe get in the 20. Over 46.5, Alabama and Arkansas, pick number three.
Well, I'll keep it there. You know what? I love KJ Jefferson, and I know they're beat up, and their pride's a little bit, you know, down. They've lost 4 straight, but there's one call I love. Woo, Pig Suey! Woo, Pig Suey! Get that big boy rule. They're going to utilize the RPO game. I'm telling you, I could see KJ Jefferson running it, throwing it. Raheem Rocket Sanders gets involved. I like Arkansas. They covered last week. It's actually their 4th straight road game. I don't care. I don't like the way Alabama ran it last week. That's the one change. Give me Arkansas plus the 19.5. I'm taking the points with Pig Suey.
Wow, Arkansas plus the 19.5. All right, Joe, next for me, pick number 4. Going to go to Wisconsin with Iowa coming to town. This is a very, very low total, Joe. What's this at now, 34.5 for the Badgers and the Hawkeyes? Wow, that is a low total, but I'm staying away from the total. Because guess what, Joe? Bad news for Iowa. They got no quarterback. Last week, Purdue couldn't take advantage of that. This week, at home, in Camp Randall, I think that we could get ourselves a very big performance from the Badgers. We can get ourselves a very big performance from the Badgers. Was 10. I just saw it now go down to 9.5. I'm going to lay it, Joe, in a rivalry game. Minus 9.5 with the Badgers.
I got a lot of dogs. I'm going out to Corvallis. Oregon State won by 12. They bit me. They're not going to bite me 2 weeks in a row. I got a pretty good offense with UCLA and Dante Moore. We're rushing for over 200. But guess what? That front seven of UCLA holding opposing offenses to 68 rushing yards per game. Defensive secondary holding opposing quarterbacks to a buck 89. 33% third down defense. Guess what? The upset. The Beavers are going down. I'm taking Dante Moore and UCLA plus the 3.5. It's a dog fest for me.
Wow, all dogs all over the place for Joe. Like, this is just wild, playing it fast and loose. Fast and loose with the picks. Pick number 5 for me. I think I was going to go after you here, heads up, but I don't know anymore the way that you're sounding. But I'm going for this North Carolina-Miami game for pick number 5.
Mm.
You think that Miami's going to bounce back after an embarrassing loss, but guess what, Joe? They got the wrong team for that. They got Drake May and the Tar Heels, who always, always take the Hurricanes to school. I'm laying it, Joe. -3 for North Carolina. I think they win by double digits at home against Miami. Double digits, Joe. Miami's finished. -3 for North Carolina.
Feel strong? Come get some. I'm taking the Canes a big chest. We eat sand and crap steel. This is a showdown. This is a get-right spot. Physicality, mentality. We got it all. So what if we don't have to take a knee? We're not going to need it. You know why? We're going to beat your ass by 30. Give me the points with the Canes. Principal play. Principal play.
I knew I sucked you in. I sucked you right in, Joe. I knew it. I stuck in with that North Carolina-Miami game. All right, pick number 6 for me. LSU has had an abysmal effort on defense the last few weeks. Abysmal. All their games are getting into the 30s and plus. But they're playing Auburn this week, Joe. And Auburn can't score. Their offense is pathetic. 60.5 here, an inflated number because of how poorly LSU's defense has been. I think that they get right a little bit this week, mostly because the offense they're playing is embarrassing. Under 60.5, LSU and Auburn for me.
I'll stay in that game. It's my final crypto. You go to the bell cow. He's family. I got one of the hottest offenses in the nation, 44 points per game. Jaden Daniels, 72%, over 1,900 yards, 19 touchdowns, only 2 picks. He throws for 259, 3 tutties. He runs for 130 and leads that team to victory in the cover. We're going to beat down Auburn. We're going to beat them silly. 156 passing yards per game. No way. We start fast and loose. We blow them out of the water. We cover this 11.5 point spread. Crypto number 3. Go Tigers!
How about we make the score 48-3 so everyone can eat? How about that? Everybody eats.
Let's do it.
Big LSU
Let's
to win 48-3. Everybody eats. All right, final pick for me, Joe, quickly. I can't understand the line. I've said it to you all week. And now it's gone from 2.5 to 3. But Notre Dame is going to beat USC on Saturday night in South Bend. I can't believe that I'm saying that. You know I've been upset with them the last few weeks. I don't like the coach. This is squarely, Joe, just a numbers play for me. And I know I don't normally do that. No fast and loose, no gut here. I'm going numbers. I have no reason to believe why Notre Dame should be favored. But because they aren't, it's moving in their direction, I'm taking it to win. Notre Dame -3 against the Trojans on Saturday night in South Bend.
All right, I'm on the other side, but we will talk about it later. We'll run it down. Washington -2.5, UCLA +3.5, A&M crypto +3, Arkansas +19.5, NC State +3, crypto, Miami +3.5, and LSU crypto -11.5.
I got Arkansas and Bama over the 46.5, Purdue +19.5, Washington and Oregon over 66.5, Notre Dame -3, Wisconsin -9.5, UNC -3. You say it's 3.5, I'll go by whatever you say because I don't have it in front of me, and LSU and Auburn under the 60.5.
Oh, I like it, baby. Love it. Love it. Now, what's your record? I'm 22-24. Do I have you by
a game? I have 21-25. 21-25.
Start to slip. When we come back, we'll wrap up hour number one, a little more college football on Carver and Lisi. Keep it where it is, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Fast and loose, up and in, Ricky. Forget the curve. Throw him the heater. Seth Hennigan's throwing some heaters. Start of the third quarter, we got Memphis up 14-10 now. So we'll see how this game plays out. Hopefully Memphis can win it. Memphis, I'm sitting on a 10-plus ticket for them preseason. Hopefully they can obviously run the table. Not going to be easy, but playing in the Liberty Bowl, they always have a shot. I'll give you the updated line with that in regards to now Memphis, a 1.5-point favorite. Tie score in Utah, Fresno 7, Utah 7, 11:39 left. That total, 54.5. And then Colorado still 12.5-point favorites. Now -530 on the money line. Total is 58.5. So some other games now. Carver brought up USC. and Notre Dame. I disagree. Quickly, I think there's a lot of pressure on Marcus Freeman. I think there's a lot of pressure in regards to Sam Hartman. I don't think Marcus Freeman had that team prepared. They came out flat. Not only that, but if we're breaking it down, and I've said this time and time again, Notre Dame went from a college football playoff berth, dark horse, to now potentially fighting for bowl contention if they lose this game. And I'm not suggesting they're going to be under 500, but they'll have three losses on the season. You went from a great season to almost an average, mediocre, pitiful season in a matter of 3 weeks. And I think that's the pressure that surrounds Marcus Freeman to win this ballgame. Everybody talks about the rushing attack for Notre Dame. That defense for the Irish has allowed 185 and 189 on the ground in back-to-back games. Better quarterback, better coach with USC. Look for Jones and potentially Marshawn Lloyd to break out. I like USC. NFL coming up next. Keep it where it is.